Hello everyone and welcome to 105 in March. This is your host Bob Dyer, and this week we'll be presenting a riveting story of cultural robbery and a discussion of how objects define society's cultural and historical identity. This week's podcast focuses on one historical object, the Bongo Queen. The Bongo Queen is a wooden statue that stands approximately 18 inches tall and depicts a woman in the traditional dress of tribes in the Bongo region, located in what is now southwest Cameroon. The Bongo Queen has historical significance because while it originated in Cameroon, it has not actually been located there since 1897. It was then that Gustave Conrot, a German colonial explorer, is believed to have stolen the statue from a religious shrine in the city of Fontaine. Historians widely assume that Conrot stole the item, rather than it being given to him, for example, because of its documented religious significance, and the fact that Conrot brought the statue back to Germany in 1899, along with a collection of other goods he had quote-unquote liberated during his time in and around Cameroon. To provide a bit of historical context to this story, the region in West Africa that includes what is now Cameroon became a German colony in 1884. It stayed this way through 1916, when World War I caused restructuring of European colonial possessions in Africa, and the German colony, which was called Cameroon at that time, was split into two territories owned by Britain and France, which were creatively named British and French Cameroon. So, Gustave Conrot's presence in Cameroon in 1897 and his actions in essentially stealing objects from the region were products of the colonial efforts of European powers. After bringing the Bongo Queen and other objects back to his native Germany, Conrot donated these items to the Museum für Volkerkunde in Berlin. Based on museum documents, we know that the Bongo Queen was stored and occasionally displayed there until 1926, when it was sold to Arthur Speyer, a German art collector. By 1935, the statue had been brokered and dealt into the possession of the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. Since then, the Bongo Queen has been bought and traded by the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., the Brooklyn Museum, and the Louvre in Paris. In 2011, the figure was acquired by the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. One may wonder why a wooden sculpture would be traded and displayed so often and so widely, and the answer is that it has acquired significant value through passing decades because of its being one of the oldest mint-condition African cultural art pieces. In 1990, the Bongo Queen was sold to the Musée d'Apert in Paris for $3.4 million, making it the most expensive and valuable piece of African art in the world. Now that we have a brief overview of the history of the Bongo Queen, we can ask what its story says about colonialism and the forced appropriation of culture. It is probably safe to assume that the Bongo Queen was a religious idol of some significance, as Gustave Conrot would presumably not go to the trouble of stealing something trivial. So, we must ask how the absence of this religious idol may have affected the Bongo tribe from which it was taken. While it would be nice to draw an argument from a scholarly source on this matter, a perfectly convincing point made by none other than George Clooney, who in early 2014 released a film called The Monuments Men, which detailed a group of Americans who attempted to save pieces of European art and culture from destruction by the Nazis during World War II. Clooney said in regards to the film, "You can wipe out an entire generation, you can burn their homes to the ground, and somehow they will still find their way back. But if you destroy their history, if you destroy their achievements, then it is as though they never existed." The Bongo Queen represents the tangible religious and cultural history of the tribe from which it was taken. And as occurred in many instances throughout decades of colonialism and imperialism, Europeans stole that history. In stealing the Bongo Queen, Conrot forcibly appropriated that part of tribal history across the world. The movement of the statue through trade and auction, and with it the wider exposure of the Bongo Queen to various audiences throughout the world, allowed people to attach significance or judgment to it without actually knowing its purpose and background. Even the name Bongo Queen misrepresents the nature of the tribe from which it originated. The phrase Bongo refers to a region in what is now southwest Cameroon. It is not some ethnic or political entity that describes a place or people from which the religious idol was taken. In fact, at the turn of the 20th century, the Bongo region contained at least 9 major tribes, each with unique ethnic and social demographics, as well as religious and cultural customs. So in naming this statue the Bongo Queen, colonial power stripped away its religious and cultural significance, and left those things to be redefined by the rest of the world. The purpose of 105 in March is to draw relevance and meaning from the historical tales we present. So what lessons can be learned from the saga of the Bongo Queen? The first is that when physical aspects of a society's culture are permanently removed, that part of cultural history can be lost in that society forever. Colonial movements by European imperial powers resulted in the displacement of many artifacts from societies in Africa and Asia that became black holes in their cultural history. The second major takeaway from this week's show is that the meaning of anything, whether it be an historic artifact, a piece of art, or musical composition, will be constantly redefined by its beholder if it becomes detached from its originator. In the context of the Bongo Queen, its real meaning, the religious role it played in the tribe from which it was taken, will never inform its use because the people who originally gave it its meaning became separated from it. Well, folks, that's all the time we have this week. As always, thank you for joining us at 105 in March. As we always do, we'll leave you with a new free download track from our sponsors at Jamendo. This is Traffic Jam by Vito the Singer.
And you know it ain't a way in hell that I'ma leave without this girl tonight. I told him hit the red light, I'll cut on my headlights. Cause you know I came to party, but the club's too packed, so let's go.